Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. And today we're going through Philippians. We're going to finish up here in a few minutes. We're in Philippians chapter 4, verse 16. Paul is talking to the Philippians and praising them because how they supported him in Thessalonica, where they were his only support in his mission there. He says, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that you may abound to your account. But I have all and abound and am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There another misused verse by the get rich, name it, claim it crowd out there and others. But Paul is speaking, they gave. And they did not give to get rich. They did not give to name it and claim it, to increase their account on earth, being minded with fleshy things, but they were being minded with heavenly things. So when he says that God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, he's going back to what the Messiah said when he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of the things, those necessities of life, will be added to you. What a great deal. You know, that is like the best deal. And that was another thing I found very attractive when I was young. That, hey, if I seek God's kingdom first, then God's going to add all those other things to me. So what God is saying is that it's more important to put my kingdom first and not worry about the things of this world, that they will take care of themselves because you're seeking my kingdom first and all of these things will be added to you. The best deal out there. And you know, I haven't found a better deal since. No one's been able to offer me anything better. The atheists, the unbelievers out there, they challenge me and go, what do you have to offer me? Well, you know, the pleasures of sin for a season, and then if what you believe is true, it's just dirt after that. I get to live on in the memories of my loved ones, and that's it. I'm going to compare that to the resurrection and all the promises of God, that my memories that live on and those that follow me and the memories of my children and grandchildren, that's not life. That's not living on, because they'll soon forget me, just like I forgot all of those that went before me. And the memories of even those that I loved is only a shadow of what they were. That's no kind of life at all. That's your hope? That's the deal that you want to give me? That you want me to trade in the promises of God, my walk with Christ in his kingdom for a shadow and dirt? No, but it's not a shadow and dirt. It's punishment for rejecting the gospel. It's much worse. Oh, they would be fortunate if what they believed was true, if it was only the memories of other and dirt. That they had to look forward to. They would be lucky. Yes, lucky. And to be lucky, if I say good luck to someone, I almost think that's like a derogatory thing to say, because luck is nothing. If luck is all you got, is the God of luck, then you got nothing. No deal. No trade. Sorry. Nobody's come up with a better deal than that offered by the only begotten Son of God, eternal life through Christ Jesus. There's no better offer out there. And there's not going to be one. I'll listen to your offer, only so that I can have a chance to preach the gospel to you, so you'll understand that whatever it is that you think you have that's so great, it's, as Paul said, it's dung. That's what, me living on in the memories of my children and grandchildren and in the memories of anyone in the world who might remember me, that's dung to me, comparatively speaking, compared to all the promises of God and eternal life in Christ Jesus, the excellency of the knowledge of life in Christ Jesus, it's all dung. But my God, Philippians 4:19, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, even in want, even in deprivation, even at the stake of martyrdom or the guillotine of martyrdom. He is supplying all of our need. Whatever circumstance, whatever situation in your life, whether in times of great physical, material blessing, or whether in times of deprivation, hunger, fasting, he supplies all of our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Verse 20, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. He says, salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are also with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. And here we have Paul setting an example. He is under house arrest in Rome. He can have visitors, and he's doing the gospel work. Yes, who established? Who was the bishop of the church at Rome? Let me ask you, who? Was it Peter or was it Paul? What saith the word of God? Well, the word of God says it was Paul, even reaching into Caesar's household. And he concludes here, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And there it is. That is, we conclude Philippians. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas, and I really enjoy going through the Bible and sharing these studies with you. We've got a few minutes here to spend. What shall I do? I shall say, go to my website, crosstheborder.org. It's a blog, and I would like you to subscribe to my blog. When you go there, and you'll see in the upper left-hand column, it'll say subscribe to this blog with your email. So put your email address in there. And then after you press the follow button or however that works, you'll get a confirmation email if you put your email in there correctly. And of course, to complete your subscription, you have to answer the email to confirm it. So please do that and add to the several hundred people there that are following my blog. Also, if you are like most of the church out there, you probably believe in the rapture. And if you don't believe in the rapture, you've been educated and you understand the historical position of God's church and prophecy, then you want to share my latest book with your friends. Or read it yourself if you're still somewhat a rapture believer, or you believe in a 7-year tribulation, you'll want to read this book. This book is for you. When the Third Temple is Built, I will lay it out online for you, what in all likelihood will happen. I run through a fictional scene there in one of the chapters, and I explain why this is not a biblical doctrine, and clearly and concisely take you through several scriptural references that are used to build this faulty doctrine and break it down for you, hopefully in a way that you can understand. I really wrote this book for rapture believers and for those that want to reach their friends that are deluded in this left behind rapture doctrine. And so hopefully no one will be offended and it'll be easy to follow for them. I wrote it to pique their interest, to get them engaged and going, I got to read this book. And so that's the kind of book it is. And I try to offend no one in it. And the title's a little bit different. It's not as confrontational as, I guess, my former book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. But it's not the same book either. It builds upon some themes that are in that book and expands upon others. But it is a totally different book. And we seem to be on the cusp of seeing a temple built in the land of Israel, over there in the Mideast, in the days in which we live. So you'll see it. The rapture play will begin. And I'm already telling you, I am sure. Yes, I am 100% positive that there will be no raptures. None of the three raptures. Not even post-tribulation. That's where most people start out, with a post-tribulation position, because they can't find the pre-tribulation. They go, that's not there. And that was my position when I first tried to uphold a pre-tribulation rapture, because that's the most popular position. Because who wants to go through all of the calamity of the entire book of Revelation in 3.5 or 7 years? That's just unbearable. God certainly would not want us to go through something like that. And that's true. He would not want us to go through all of the calamity of the entire book of Revelation. And that's why we don't live 2,000 years. Otherwise, we would have gone through it all, because most of the calamity of the book of Revelation is past. It's history. And that's the historical position. The rapture, really, as you understand it today, the pre-tribulation rapture is about a 150-year-old invention. That's right. That's about it. 150 years old. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yep, that's about it. Maybe a little more than 100. Actually, about 1830, it cropped up. The pre-tribulation rapture position. And it was built, of course, on Ribera's end-time Antichrist scenario. Because if you didn't have the end-time Antichrist scenario first, you would have never had a pre-tribulation rapture. And of course, what they did was they will argue that, yes, the entire history of the church is in the book of Revelation, but it's in the letters to the seven churches. And the letters to the seven churches are actually seven church ages. And so, see, it didn't skip over. But there is nothing in the text, nothing in the entire Bible, to give any weight or credence to that argument. Absolutely nothing. But we do have the weight of all history to back up the historicist position. When the angel told John to write about the things which are, that was the letters to the seven churches. And the things which shall be hereafter. That was everything after that. Of course, the letters to the seven churches are lessons that we can take from each church that are applicable throughout the ages, but they are not seven church ages. Because some of the things in one church, some of the things in another church may apply to you. And then some things from several of the other churches that don't apply to you may apply to someone else. But they always apply to someone somewhere in all of the time that has elapsed since the revelation. I don't want to say ages, because there are no seven church ages. So on my website, you'll see these prophecy books, these resources, and you can get that one. I think you can buy it for $10.99 when the third temple is built. Just go to the Get the Book page, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there's a link there to get pocketbook editions of all four of these books. So make sure you get those. If you want to read this first, and you say, this would be great to reach my friends, and that's what I wrote it for. for you to give to your friends. So make sure if you buy a copy, you pass it on. If you want to get 100 copies to give away to your entire church or 50 or whatever, email me and I will get them at cost to you directly from the printer. At cost. Yeah, I won't make a penny on it. That's right. So make sure you do that. You can do your part in waking up your fellow Christian, because this is the day that we're in. This is the book for today. When the third temple is built, read it for yourself and then pray about giving copies of this away to your friends, to your church, and any of these other resources here. They're all available free. Just go to the free ebook tab, follow those instructions. You've already subscribed, so say, I've already subscribed, if you've already subscribed. And, of course, that'll have to be true. And share it, you know, call a friend or whatever, or commit to share what the copy I give to you with someone else who may be excited about the rapture happening in their day and believe it's going to happen any minute. And they're excited about going home to be with Jesus. But you're going to be in for quite a disappointment when none of the raptures happen. Okay, well, I don't know what else I can say today. You've been listening to Cross the Border. My website is crosstheborder.org. Please subscribe there. Get the word out. Share this broadcast with someone else. And if the Almighty would have you support this work, like I said, go to firstamendmentradio.com and click on the support button there. And you can always leave a note that what broadcast you would like to support or that you're particularly interested in. Okay, and I would like to hear from you. So go to my website, crosstheborder.org. Go to the contact page there and let me know whatever you would have to say, how you feel about the broadcast, just that you're listening and you appreciate it, or even if you don't appreciate it, I would like to hear from you. Well, that's all we have for today. So join me next time on Cross the Border.